وسلام على عباده الذين استطاع الحل لذاهب في الخلق من عدم ثم الصدره على المختار في القيم ولا يصلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من لفنت لقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبه النقاع والأكم روح فدا بخبر أنت ساكنه فيه الحقاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته بكل حال من الأحوال المقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the reformer of our era, and the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, said that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can become alive in the ummah again. And with regard to the importance of sunnah, the virtues of it, the benefits of it, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has said very many poems, ash'ar. One poem particularly, which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the whole world, is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se mila ke hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se mila ke hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? That any person who follows sunnahs, you will see that he comes out in Jannah. Just like if we follow the board on the road of any particular town, we follow that board, we come out in that town. So anyone who will follow the sunnahs in his life will see eventually he will come out in Jannah. And a person who follows sunnahs will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. He will find Allah, he'll find the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jannah is still very far. We have to live our whole life, the life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah. Then inshaAllah, Allah will give us, all the Muslims, Allah will give us Jannah. And Allah, you will get now cash, Allah will give you. And if Allah comes in your heart, you got more than Jannah already now. And all this we can get by Sunnah. Another thing is that Jannah is the creation of Allah. Allah made Jannah. And how beautiful Jannah is, Allah could make it 100 times more beautiful also. And Allah is unique. Al-Wahdahu la Shareek. So we will get the Jannah which is the creation of Allah, and we will get the creator of Jannah also by following Sunnah. So sunnats are very important in our life, and we should try to bring as many sunnats as possible. I will mention one sunnat now for example and see how simple it is and how beneficial it is. It comes in a hadith, when a person leaves his house in the morning, whenever you leave your house and you read this simple dua, Bismillah, every Muslim knows Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This dua, a person when he reads, when he leaves his house, Allah Ta'ala sends an angel, Farishta, immediately to him to give him three duas in Hebrew. You make three duas, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and an angel gives you three duas in Hebrew. The first dua, Muqita, you got your protection for the day. Today's security, though yeah, mashallah, is a very peaceful place, but then to security, accidents can happen. What and what cannot happen? The angels give you dua for your security. That today, nothing will happen to you. If you read this dua, you have got your security. Muqita. The second dua they give you, Kufita. All your needs will be seen to for you. A person leaves his house for his needs. He has to earn, he has to buy food, pay electricity, pay for groceries, whatever, all his needs he has got. So that is why he leaves. But many times we find our needs are not fulfilled. If we read this dua, the farishta gives you, the angel gives you the dua that all your needs will be fulfilled. And the third dua, which is the most important, Hudita. All your means of hidayat have been achieved. Today in this time there are so many fitnas of Shias, of Qadianis, of Salafis, of many other fitnas there are. If we have the protection, the dua gives you, the malaika gives you the dua, that your hidayat won't be interfered with. You'll have your hidayat. And we also have to be worried, and today is the time we have to worry very greatly about our children also. The fitna which they are exposed to. In fact, even in schools throughout the world, small children, before it was high school students, now in pre-primary, nursery, kindergarten, they are teaching them Darwin's theory of evolution. And that is kufr. What is Darwin's theory? That man was first a monkey and then he became a human being. And to understand how stupid that theory is, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, there are millions and billions of monkeys in the world. If one monkey could become a human being, whenever it happened, according to them, then till today, why didn't another monkey also become a human being? So this is all their monkey business, and they're making us also monkeys. And we don't realize our children are being taught this in school, and this is what they are beginning to believe. And if they believe that, they can make namaz, and they've got kufr in that. They are wrong belief. So very important that we have to watch this. And another wrong theory which they are promoting and teaching, the Big Bang theory. That how did this world come in place? A big bang took place and everything fell in place. That is also so stupid, that theory, that this glass, if I have to drop it here, on the tape recorders, if I have to drop it, the glass will break, water will spill, the tape recorders will get damaged, the cell phones, it will be a small bang. But with that bang, will the things be made or will they break? They will break, they're not going to be made. So, but they say a big bang took place and everything got made. And perfectly everything fell into place. How can that be possible? So this day, all the stupid theories, because they don't want to believe in Allah. So anyway, today is a time of fitna from all sides. Roderick Island also, lot of tourists, and we know how they are dressed also, and his fitna all the time. A person's eyes get spoiled, then his mind gets spoiled, then lot of fitna starts from there. So there are lot of fitnas everywhere, on the internet today, how many fitnas? Wherever you can be in the world, you can be in Makkah Sharif or in Medina Sharif, on the internet, what terrible things are on there. So a person, there is a day, there are days of fitna. And to protect, if we read this dua, we get the dua of the Farishta that you will be protected. And your hidayah, you will be looked after. So we should learn this, read it regularly, and teach it to our families, wives, children also. That whenever you leave the dua, the house, read this dua. What is the dua? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So easy, and how great I am. Plus it will be that we have made amal on a sunnah. And in these days to make amal on a sunnah, a person gets a reward of 100 shaheeds. A reward we will get. Also, it is the zikr of Allah. If we read this, we will be engaged in the zikr of Allah which we are commanded. And if this dua is not difficult, we all know it. And it is a long dua that we'll have to tell the wife that, see, now I have to read dua every day when I leave the house. So fill a bucket of water and put it by the door, because when I read the dua, my throat gets dry. It's not a dua, your throat is going to get dry and you'll have to have water to drink. So simple, but the reward is so great. May Allah give us taufeeq. And try and learn all the sunnahs of the Nabi. For that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is one very small pocket-sized kitab. Piyari Nabi ki piyari sunnah. It's in English also. The beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practical, from morning to night, from birth to death, and very simple and easy. It's on the website. Go on the website, Khanqah Ashrafiyah Islamiyah. If you go on that website, you will find this booklet. Download it and then read one sunnah for 1 week in the house with the family. By really repeating it every day, we all will learn it also, and we will be able to make amal on it also. So really pay attention to it. It's very important, very, and Allah's barakat will come in our house. Allah's rahmat will come in our house. If we got in our house TV, we watching that, all other filth and dirt on the internet, porn sites, etc., then Allah's lanat, Allah's curses come. That causes now the husband and wife to fight. Our hearts are no more together. That causes now problems in the house. Today, this problem, tomorrow, that problem. If we do, we read Quran Sharif in the house. The woman folk make their namaz. Sometimes nafil namaz we also make in the house. We read Quran, we have the ta'aleem. Allah's rahmat will come. Our hearts will be joined. We will have the life of jannat in this dunya. Our children will be obedient. Goodness will come. So do the right things and then see how much of goodness in this dunya already we will get. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on all the sunnahs inshaAllah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've read, Allah Ta'ala says three things. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers. Allah has addressed the believers. Ittaqullah, have taqwa. And in order to get taqwa, wakunu ma'as-sadiqin. Stay with those people who are truthful, who are genuine people, who have got taqwa. You just stay with them, taqwa will come in you also. So just three things, we'll just discuss these three things and then bayan will be over. The first thing, Allah addressed the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina. There are three things also in the Quran Sharif which Allah has spoken about abundantly. One is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina. Perhaps there isn't a page in the Quran where you won't read Ya ayyuhal ladhina. Allah is addressing the believers. And this is a great, royal, honorary address. Like in universities, they give you an honors degree. You didn't work for it. Just an honorary degree they give you. Yeah, Allah gave us the degree of Imam. And it's honorary. We didn't work for it. We didn't study for it. We didn't have 5 years experience. Then you get your degree or something. Allah just gave us our Imam. Even a person who is a weaver, it is also, it isn't that he understood. Allah put it in his heart. And then he became a Muslim. And those who are born Muslims, Allah gave us birth in Muslim homes, and we have got the degree of Iman. Iman is the most valuable asset that we have got. More than anything else, our Iman is the most valuable. more than our houses, our shops, our wives, our health, our money, bank balances, iman is the most valuable. Just to give you an idea, if there is a person in the world who has got the best health, he's a young man, 25, 30 years old, and he's healthy, healthy, healthy. And he's so rich that he owns the whole world. Not only the president of the country or the prime minister, but he owns the whole world. All the buildings, the aeroplanes, the cars, the ships, everything. All the women in the world are his. He can use whichever woman he wants to. Whenever, everything is his. He's got everything, but he hasn't got iman. On the other side, there is a person who is the poorest person, who has got nothing whatsoever. He's the most sick person. Every sickness is with him. No family he's got, nothing. But he got one iota of iman. 1 gram of iman is more valuable than millions of those people. So valuable is iman. What is this iman? Iman is our passport to Jannah. Allah gave us free the passport of Jannah. Today there are so many people who go to other countries. South Africa, from many countries people come there, to UK, Europe, to America, they want citizenship. They want to stay in that country. They do how many illegal things also, just to get their citizenship. And when they get their citizenship, they get their passport, oh, they are so happy. Allah gave us citizenship of Jannah. And Allah gave us passport of Jannah, we didn't even make any effort whatsoever. Free of charge Allah gave us. A person who travels to a foreign country, the most important thing that he's worried about all the time, what is that? His passport. All the time he's worried, my passport. Because if I lose my passport, big problem. He's worried about his passport all the time. Allah gave us the passport of Jannah. Do we ever think, is my passport still there? Or have I lost my iman? Today fitness are so much. It comes in the hadith. A time will come, a person will be a mu'min in the morning, by the evening will be a kafir, he has lost his iman. A person will be a mu'min in the evening, by the morning he has lost his iman. And if we have to lose our iman, dunya's life, no matter what it is, how you enjoy, what you had or you didn't have, it's only a life of 60, 70 years, more or less. And akhirah is forever and ever. The enjoyments of Jannah and Akhirah, this dunya, how great then, whatever a person could be in the greatest enjoyment in this dunya, when he gets the enjoyment of Akhirah, he will realize, I had no enjoyment ever, now I got, how great that is. And if a person was suffering in this dunya, all types of suffering, and he gets the least suffering of Akhirah, he'll say, there I was enjoying, I had no problem there, here I am suffering now. So terrible is that life, and so good is that life of Jannah. So that is our here. We shouldn't be fooled by this dunya. Dunya is just like a bubble on the water, it bursts anytime. A person who trusts on a bubble is the most stupid person. And the bubble on the water, if there are lights around, that bubble looks very beautiful with the light shining on it. Purple, yellow, orange, how beautiful. But just now it burst, it's finished. This is dunya's life. It looks so beautiful. It looks so wonderful, enjoyable. Person, how many people enjoying their dunya's life? Now they are diagnosed with cancer. The bubble has burst. Now their life is useless. They don't want to. What they think? The wife has been diagnosed with cancer, for example. Now you got heart problem or anything else. Your son is gone on drugs, for example. Your daughter ran away with somebody. Then bubble has burst. And finally, mort has to come. And when mort comes, your bubble has. And every person, even if he lives for 100 years, at the time of mort, he has realized, when in the Quran Sharif Allah says, if you ask him how long I live, he says just about a day or half a day. Now when he sees the akhirah, he realizes this dunya's life was nothing. So we mustn't be bluffed by this dunya's life. This dunya's life is like, if the father forgot to drop his safe, and he had a beautiful shining diamond in the safe. His 4 or 5 year old boy, his son came, and children like shiny things, and the diamond shines. So the little boy took that diamond, and he's playing with it outside on the street. The person selling ice cream saw this boy got a knife, but he doesn't know it's a knife. So that ice cream seller tells him, give me that stone, I will give you one ice cream. He'll be just too happy to give you. Because the ice cream got value in his eyes. A small boy, he knows what is ice cream. He doesn't know what is that stone. He doesn't know in that stone, that diamond, there are how many ice cream factories in that diamond. But he will give it away for that one ice cream. So our Jannah, our Kalima, La ilaha illallah, what enjoyments, what pleasure, and forever and ever in Jannah. Don't give it away for the temporary dunya. Just for a beautiful house, beautiful car, a beautiful woman. For that, don't give away our everlasting life of the akhirah. That is the most important. Look after that, the most. Because dunya is going to come to an end. Akhirah will be fine. So that is the value of Iman. And Allah has, in how many places in the Quran, Allah has referred to us, Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu. The other thing, very much in the Quran that has come, is the zikr of Allah. Make zikr of Allah. And Allah zikr, Allah said, not only make zikr, zikran kathir. Make lot of Allah ta'ala zikr. And the Quran Sharif has made three groups of people with regard to zikr. One group Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those people whose hearts are hard and they don't make any of Allah's zikr. That is the non-believers. They don't make any zikr of Allah. We must be careful and think about ourselves. Aren't we perhaps also falling in the same group that we don't make any zikr of? When do we take our time to make zikr, read Quran Sharif, read Durood Sharif, third kalima, etc.? Are we making zikr? The second group the Quran Sharif has described is الَّذِينَ لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Who make Allah zikr but very little. That is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. When there is a chance, sometimes they make zikr, otherwise now and then they make or they don't make, we mustn't be in that group. That is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Then the third group, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira. Make Allah zikr. And not only dhikr, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asheela. And read that, sing the praises of Allah, read the tasbih. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, morning and evening. So we must be in that group, so we should try our best that we make zikr regular, inshallah. So that is with regard to zikr. Then the other thing which Allah has commanded a lot in the Quran, taqwa. Here also the second thing, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, ittaqullah. Taqwa, ya taqwa. Have taqwa. What does it actually mean? Not that you must get taqwa or that you must practice. You have got taqwa. But use your taqwa. Like a person has got something, and you got money and you are hungry. Use your money. One time Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi, very great buzur. He met a person who was walking and his little dog was almost like dying. Very weak dying. So he asked that person, what? And the man was crying tears, big crocodile tears. Now, what's wrong? He said, my dog, lifelong companion, is dying. Why he's dying? Hungry. Got no food. So he said, this big basket you got on your head, what is in the basket? So he said, bread, roti. So he said, why don't you give him bread? He said, the bread costs money. My tears are free of charge. So I can cry free of charge. But bread will cost me money. So you got bread, use it for your dog, use it for your people. So Allah has given us taqwa, use it. And it's free of charge, that bread still costs money. The taqwa Allah has given every person. Allah won't command us to do something what we can't do. Allah, that will be oppression, zulam. And Allah is completely free from zulam. Like you got your 2-year-old child, and you got your 20-year-old son. And you tell the 20-year-old son that pick up this box, pick up this bag, whatever. Now youngsters usually, they are in a different world, in a different mood. He say, no, I don't want to do this work. But the 2-year-old son, he got left for you. He say, daddy, I will pick it up. But he can't pick it up. The 20-year-old can pick. So if Allah gave us command that have taqwa and we haven't got taqwa, So then he said, we can't pick up the strength, the ability, the responsibility of the Allah has given everyone. What is taqwa? Ulama have given big definitions, but a simple definition which all of us can understand. Taqwa is the ability that to fulfill the commands of Allah. And it is that ability to stay away from the things Allah made haram. And Allah has given every person that ability. If we didn't have that ability, and Allah says stay away from haram, that means Allah gave us a command which we cannot fulfill. Like a two-year-old boy can't do it. Like that will be zina. But Allah, we can do it. But we are not using that capability. A person, like when he procrastinates, the thief of time, he's just sitting, dallying, not doing his thing. His work doesn't get done. He had to meet a deadline, he didn't meet the deadline. He has lost out, he can lose his job also. How many big, you lose a big transaction, say, because dally, you could do it, you did it on your time properly, your work should have got done. But you never do it, now your work never get done. So you have it, you can do it. Like for example, one beautiful advice I saw in one house in Singapore, that lights, look up, don't waste light. So there was written, don't just stand there, put out the light. Many times we just standing there. Now our youngsters, for example, and big people also, now you're playing computer games. You have to put off the switch there, the light. Close the tap, don't let the water waste for nothing. And that 1 minute also, how much water gets wasted? Electricity. If you don't need it, you need it, by all means use it. But you don't need it, put the switch off. But just dally. When Fajr time, how many of us, we put the alarm, we want to get up. The alarm rings, everything. We are up, just now get up. Just let me turn around a little bit. And just now get up. Before we know, there Fajr namaz is gone. Not only our Jamaat namaz became Fajr. Dally. So that is, we could get up. If we should get up on good time, make our go toilet, make wudu nicely, come to masjid, everything nice. But now when we dally, even if we made it, now we rushing in the toilet, you can fall, you can get hurt, etc. And your tension too much. We have to catch a plane, we'll go just nice, still early. Last minute you are rushing. Now you're rushing, you can make an accident. Hey, how lot of things, but you go nicely on time, you no tension also, no pressure. So just like that, taqwa Allah has given us. And you have got it. You can use it. This is the command of Allah. That taqwa I have given you, that capability I have given you to do the right, use it. And anything, when we start using it, like a little child, he can't walk when he's just born. He's just a baby. But Allah has put the capability. Now slowly, he starts moving his hands, legs. Mother, father also get very happy, mashallah. The son is with the child, is moving now. And very soon, he's sitting up. Mother will tell today, tell the father when he comes, today the son sat up also, she's happy. Then very soon, he stands also, just for a few seconds, and he falls down again. But then he carries on. He falls down, and children, we see, they fell down, they want to get up again. And they want to stand again. Very soon, he takes a step, he takes two steps. Then he's walking, then he's running. And then when he rides bicycle, at the beginning he falls down how many times? And when afterwards he gets so experienced that he stands on the frame of the bicycle. Now what doesn't he do? We get worried and we shout him, what you doing? You're going to get hurt. You'll die. What you doing? But they are daring like that. So that capability, he developed it. Developed it. Wait, it's finally. Just like that. Wallah, Allah gave us the capability of taqwa. If you develop it, we will become such muttaqi in this zamana. Whether no matter what the tourists that, what they're dressing, you won't look one bit at them. We have got that capability, just use it. And the capability to do good, not only to get up for Fajr, just develop it. And wallah, I say, you will be surprised yourself, you are getting up for Tahajjud. You will wonder, me, I can get up for Tahajjud? Your wife will say, how you get up for Tahajjud? Allah will, nafil, rozas you will start doing. Every second day, Monday, Thursday, rozas, 3 days a month, fasting, roza. You will be, just learn to do. That is Allah's command. that, oh my friends, you are my friends. You are going to get Jannah. But everyone, what a person wants, always, if you can afford it, first class. Nobody, if you can afford it, you won't go economy, you won't go third class. You go first class if you can afford it. Allah wants us, that His friends, the believers, that your journey to Jannah, I want you to be a VIP and I want you to go first class. So for that, you must have taqwa. With iman, you will go to Jannah. But with taqwa, you will go by first class. You will go as a VIP. And just say, every person likes first class. What is, for example, one time, one person went in Jama'at, riding, spent 4 months, mashallah, his iman became strong, and yet he was on the height of iman. So he was going back home, Khansa, to Peshawar. Time for Asr came, the train stopped at one station. So he got off, made his wuzu nicely, and he started now, slowly, khushu, khudu, making his namaz. The train started moving. His iman was on a high. He said, the train can go, but doesn't matter. I will get on the train, but I must make my namaz slowly, properly. And the conductor whistling by him and telling him, train is ready to go, but he's making his namaz. Anyway, slowly he finished his namaz. Then he went to get on the train. The train was moving. Now, not you are a third class ticket. By now, the first class coach came. So he started getting up on the first class coach. As he was getting up, the conductor came, pulled him down, that it's illegal to get on a moving train. So he said, okay, illegal, illegal, then I can't get up, I'll stay down. Then the conductor started climbing up. So he was hands up, he pulled the conductor down. If it's illegal for me, it's illegal for you also. So you also stay down. Now the conductor had his red flag, so he showed the flag to the driver. Train driver, he stopped the train. Then the conductor got up. So he said, I also can get up. He's a standing train now. He said, yeah, hands up. You also can get up. So he went in nice first class. He's sitting in the first class. The padded seats in the first class. So the conductor said, hands up, ticket please. Show me your ticket. So he showed him the ticket. So he said, you can't sit here. He said, why? Is this train not going to Peshawar? Say, yeah, it is going to Peshawar. So then what's your problem? So he said, you got a third class ticket. So he said, where will the third class coach go? Peshawar. And where is this coach going? Peshawar. So what's your problem? So he said, the problem is third class, no soft seat. You sit on the wooden bench. And yet, soft seat, sponge. That sponge in the mattress there. So Khansab thought for a minute, he lifted up the sponge and he threw it out of the window. And he sat on the hard seat now. He said, now it's right, I'm sitting on the hard seat. Now it's third class. So Khansab, the conductor got worried also, think on the next, he'll throw me out. Khansab is a hot man. So he said, no, Khansab is right, all right, you can sit here. What you'll have, Fanta, 7-Up, what will you have? So Allah, everyone likes softs. And Allah made it such that every human, Allah gave him soft seat with him. And he don't have to carry it separately also. Wherever he goes, Allah gave him his soft seat. And some people got super soft seat. They're extra al-padded they are. Allah gave them the soft seat and wherever you go, it goes with you. So everyone likes first class. And if you can afford it, you will go by first class. So Allah says, you are my special, you are my VIP guest. You come to me, I want you to come as VIPs. And I want you to come as in first class. For that, acquire taqwa. If you acquire taqwa, you have become the friends of Allah. The special friends you have become. And then you will go as VIPs to Allah. For example, if at any airport, the people arrange for you VIP reception. You have to pay for it, you have to make the arrangements, formalities. But if somebody has arranged, as you get off the plane, somebody is waiting with your name with them. You go to that person, I'm this person. They take you straight to the VIP lounge. Make you sit down, free coffee, tea, biscuits, chocolates, ice cream, everything there. And they take your passport and your baggage tags, they do your immigration for you, they do your baggage for you, get it, customs, everything. Come give you, here's your passport, stamped everything, here's your baggage, there's the VIP card, you can go. Wallah, millions of this ummah on the day of Qiyamah will get VIP treatment like that. When we come out of our qabr, it's like coming out of the aeroplane. And then announcements will be made for many types of people. For those who made the Hajj, those that, for example, a woman invited you to do haram and you didn't go, you said, I fear, I won't do this. And all many, many types of people, will be announcement will be made, no customs for you, no immigration for you. Your iman not going to be checked, your amal not going to be checked. You come directly under the arsh of Allah, which will be the VIP now. There will be food and drink and everything for the best. Food, it will be so hot on Qiyamah's day. But here, more better than our air conditioning. Much more wonderful. And much more things to eat. You can sit and eat and you can see the people who are going through all the customs and the immigration. Or if you want to, you can go directly to Jannah. So this is first class and VIP. In the plane, in the train, wherever you go, first class, how lot of comfort. And how lot of, they look after you so much more better in the first class. So Allah wants us on our journey to Allah to go first class. And when we reach there, to give us VIP. And for that, the taqwa which we have got, just use it. That is, we have the ability to stay and develop slowly. And for that, Allah said, that is also not difficult. Like that, taqwa seems very hard, like very dry. Like a beautiful woman. What a figure she got, what complexion. And you mustn't see, very, very hard for a person. Many of the delicious, like alcohol, haram, but how the people enjoy and drink it. But alhamdulillah, Allah saves us. And look at, if you think, you ask a non-Muslim, they get surprised. Like in the Arab, one time, in the aeroplane, one friend of ours, old man, he has passed away, Allah give him Jannah, for all our marhumin. So the air hostess came and offered him wine. So he said, no, I can't have it. So she said, free of charge, you're getting the best wine, and I'm giving it to you free of charge. He was a wise man. So he said, give it to the pilot. So she said, the pilot is on duty. How can he drink wine? If he's going to drink wine, alcohol, and he's become drunk, what will he do at the whole plane? So he said, I'm also on duty. She asked, what duty? Allah's command. Allah said, wine is haram. That's Allah's, I'm on duty. I can't drink wine. So anyway, those who drink wine, they can't understand that why we don't. And Muslims, many places, generally, mashallah, gave them wealth, also money. But they stay away from all this. So we have got that taqwa. How are we staying away? We have got that taqwa. How you can stay away from wine? And how you can stay away from swine? We won't eat swine also. We'd rather stay hungry. Wallah, we can stay away from looking at human bones. Just use that quality. It is there. Just use it. And how? Just see, we stay away from wine. In our homes, alhamdulillah, generally, there isn't alcohol. Where does an alcoholic? What big problems? Drug addicts. They use the money. They steal money from their father, from the grandfather. They kill to get just little money just to go and buy drugs. Allah made, we are saved. Like that, understand, looking at other women, having relations with other women, haram, etc. If we get saved, you will, how much we enjoy staying away from wine, and we stay away from swine, we will get more enjoyment if we stay away from all the haram. And what good that we are doing, like a Muslim, for example, when we come Jummah generally, we took a bath, we wore clean clothes, we put adab, everyone comes, we feel happy in Jummah. And big crowd on Jummah's day. And we all feel happy. Just like that, when we start doing the things Allah has commanded, we read Quran Sharif every day. The nur that will come. Allah's rahmat that will come. Barakat that will come. Our mazas we will enjoy. We won't do it as a duty. We will do it as a pleasure to make our mazas. So that taqwa Allah, He said, ittaqullah. You got that taqwa, use it. And start observing the commands of Allah. And stay away from the haram, and you will see what great enjoyment you will get in life. Now, like I said, like that, outwardly, the taqwa is not easy. Temptations of dunya on porn sites, how many people are getting involved? Or with all these tourists and how they're dressing, your eyes just start wandering and then. And with all that, then we fall into other problems. Now you don't enjoy your wife. You don't have a happy relationship with your wife. You just staying with your wife, but know that that spark and that fire of love is not there anymore because you are looking at other women. If you don't look at other women, wallah, Allah will make your wife appear the most beautiful woman in the world for you. And if you have the most beautiful, how happy won't you be? So all this is on taqwa. Now how to get this taqwa? Allah is so merciful. Allah loves us so much that Allah made that also easy. What did Allah say? How must you get this taqwa? وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Just stay with the people who are truthful in taqwa. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Then those people who are truthful in taqwa. Like for example, you want to become an engineer. So don't go to a medical college. They will tell you, you put in there, what you want to become? Engineer. They say, brother, you're in the wrong place. Go to engineering university. So if you want taqwa, you must go by the people who have got taqwa. That is where you will get taqwa. If you stay in a medical college 5 years, 6 years, whatever the case may be, and you do what you have to do, you stay with the doctors, you will become a doctor. You stay with the architects, you will become an architect. So if you stay with the people who have got taqwa, your taqwa which you got, it will be developed. And you will be able to use it. And you will be surprised that I couldn't imagine that I could stay. How many, alhamdulillah, we get emails. The brothers, that in what environment they are. They say we could never imagine that we could stay away from sun. Our desire for sun, ours was also very great. And we got all the facility. We are at such fitna places that we can do all the sun. But people, but Allah shukr, Allah saved us. So just be in the company of those people, and our taqwa which is there, it's just got all ash on it, rust on it. Just remove that, and it is there. Allah gave it to everyone, and then you use it, and you yourself will be surprised. So just you stay with the people who have got taqwa. For that, I'll just give one, two examples, and we can understand inshallah easily. For example, you stay in a place where it's very hot in summer. Yeah, in summer, what the temperature is? There's some places near 50, some places of the, and Ramzan's month, and 50. And you're a poor man, you haven't got a fridge also. When you open your roza, ordinary tap water, which comes out like almost boiling, hot water, you have to open your roza with that. But your neighbor is a rich man, he's got a fridge, and he's a good man also. So he tells you, or you ask him, that my neighbor, I'll give you this glass of water, 11, 12 o'clock in the day, you keep it in your fridge. And 7, 8 o'clock when it's iftari time, you give me my water, the glass back again. So he puts it in the fridge. The fridge not going to give it bayan. The fridge not going to tell it that you must make so much zikr and mujahada, and you mustn't do this and you must do that. Only in the company of the fridge. Fridge is a dead thing. It's not a living thing. And just in the company of the fridge, 5-6 hours. Now, 10 minutes before iftari, he gives it to his neighbor, again the poor man. Here's your water, here's your glass. Same water, same glass, but it stayed in the company of the fridge 5-6 hours. Now when he opens his roza, subhanallah will come out from the bottom of his heart. MashaAllah, what wonderful, sweet, cold water in this hot day. Wallah, I say, we stay in the environment of guna, which is hot, like Jahannam. Just stay in the company of the fridge, of the coolness of the man of who we call Buzurgadidi, who we call Allah Wala. Just stay in the company about 40 days or so. And then when you come back, in spite of all the heat, you will be cool. Your eyes won't go around here and there. You won't have all this worry, all any haram business, backbiting, and because of that, this one is fighting with you. You told this, that one fighting with you. All that will be out of you. You'll be peaceful. So Allah says, generally, for about 40 days, just stay in the company of some Allah. Another one example I will give, then inshallah we will finish off. Hadrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib, rahmatullah, very great Buzurg, he has passed away of India also. He gave this example. He said, we all drink tea. Now when you drink tea, he said, take four lessons. Chai peete ho, chai ke char sabak is. Four lessons of What are the four lessons of tea? That the tea, before this it was plain water. Name was water. And water we give one another free of charge. And water color, no color, clear water. And the water, effect of water, it cools you down. But the same that water that stayed in the company of the tea leaves for 2-3 minutes only, when it was boiled on the stove, now the name changed. Now you don't say water, now you say tea. Price changed. Tea, you pay for it. Water, they'll still give you free, but tea, you must pay. And the effect also changed. That water cools you down, tea picks you up, makes you, lifts you up. And the color changed. Night became black. But there is one main condition. If you put the tea leaves in cold water, nothing will happen. It must be hot boiling water and boil the tea. You boil it nice, some people they ukaro tea. Nice boiled tea. And you put some elaichi and saffron and nice enough milk. Wonderful cup of tea. But you have to boil it. Like that, if you become bay'at with a sheikh, you stay with the pious. And that your stay must be a hot stay. Not that you, for example, you became bay'at with a sheikh. And one friend of ours from Mayotte, he was visiting us. So I asked him, are you bay'at with somebody? A long time ago, Ali. So he said, yes. When I was studying in India, in Turkeshwar, I became bay'at. I asked, well, who you became bay'at? So he says, I can't remember. It was some Muradabadi or Saharanpur. Like a woman, you ask her, you are married. She says, yeah, I am married. But who are you married? I can't remember who I married. What kind of marriage? What results are you going to get from such a man? Hey, you are married, you know your husband properly, you stay properly with him, then inshallah you will get results. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, the husband is in Bombay and the wife is in Delhi, 1,000 kilometers apart. Every night, 2 hours tahajjud, they come here. Ya Allah, give us children. Ya Allah, give us children. They're not going to get children. Hey, this world is the Arnas Bar. 1 minute, if they have some hot relationship, after 9 months, inshallah, they can get some of the results. So like that with your share, if you became bad, you say, I also want to have this taqwa, I must use it. But you only take admission. And after that, you never go 1 day for classes. You don't do assignments, you don't study, you don't write exams. How you will do that? Just admission is not enough. So unfortunately, there are many people who become bay'at, but then they don't follow. One friend of ours said very nice, bay'at hoke bay'at jaate. After bay'at, they just sit. They don't move forward, they don't do what they... You can't get results like that. So what call it? When you become bay'at, they're then hot relationship. Proper with your share. And today it's not difficult in the world. Telephone, email, how many things there are which you can keep your relationship and you keep the hot relationship. The other is the water was clear before you became bad. And what the, and after bad, after boiling in the water became black. Why is this? Not that you became bad. First, when you were not bad, you made a little bit ibadah. You gave little charity or any other little thing. You went jamaat little bit. You thought, I'm the buzurg of the time. There's nobody like me. I'm the big buzurg of the time. When you became bayat and you stayed in your shaykh's company, you listened 1-2 bayans of his, now you realize my istinja is not nice. Now you realize I haven't got sincerity, ikhlas. Whole life you do ibadah. If you haven't got ikhlas, it's all useless. My iman is still not right. I still got a weakness in my iman. Now you realize I'm black. Now your shaykh makes effort on you. He corrects your ibadah. Hey, like for example, one imam was a hafiz. He was an imam for 30 years. And one day when he went to one shaykh, he found out when the shaykh was correcting him that in our dua al-qunut in witr namaz we read, the correct is وَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَفْكُرُكَ. We make your shukr, O Allah, and we don't make your nashukri, we don't make your kufr. But the la, the no, he was putting it the wrong place. He was reading la nashkuruka wa nashkuruka. We don't make your shukr, O Allah, and we make kufr with you. And he's the imam. and for 30 years. So now when you stay in the company, your wrongs will come right. Now he was thinking, 30 years, I'm the imam, I'm a very pious man, how many people reading behind me? But you're reading wrong. Eh? So for example also, a person who reads wrong, the imam, for example, if it's the imam, and one lady, old lady, she had a parrot. And the parrot always used to make this dua, Allah kare ye buriya mar jaye. Allah do that this old lady must die. So she, that somebody taught her that word, the parrot, that, oh, very bad parrot, man, making dua, but dua for me, I must die all the time. So she went, she bought another parrot. And she gave it to Maulana Imam Sahib, teach this parrot some good words. So the Maulana saw, there's a pious lady, old lady, she get up for tahajjud, she must be making a lot of dua. So he taught the parrot to say Ameen. So the parrot learned how to say Ameen. So she took it home very happy. So the first parrot used to make dua, oh Allah, make this old lady must die. The second parrot used to say Ameen. So he said, oh, it even went worse now. Even the parrot is now putting, adding more and saying Ameen. She bought another parrot. And she took it to Mufti Sahib. Then Mufti Sahib will teach it a nice dua. Mufti Sahib also saw old lady, pious, gets up to her, old lady, pious, ibadah. So the Mufti Sahib said, when she make dua, taught the parrot to say, Thumma, again more Amin. So she took that parrot home. So the first parrot, may Allah make this old lady must die. Second parrot, Amin. Third parrot, Thumma Amin. It even became worse. So like that, sometimes the Imam Sahib, there is a dua in the hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka qalman khashi'a. Oh Allah, ask you of a heart that is frightened, that I don't commit wrong. The same, the taqwa is in me. I observe your commandments, etc. But now, he wasn't pronouncing it qalban, qalban. And qal means a door, the big calf and the small calf. So he was saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka qalban khashi'a. Oh Allah, ask you for a frightened door. And then we at the back, Ameen, and somebody, Thumma Ameen. Now you've got a frightened dog, it can't do security also for long. You are feeding the dog, you're looking after the dog, and there now everyone got a frightened dog, all saying Ameen, Thumma Ameen. So sometimes like that, we're doing wrong things. So when you go to your share, you will see these things will get wrong. How many people, how many things, they didn't have the right idea. And we're not affiliating, associating with the pious people, with the righteous people. How many in our deen, how many wrong ideas we got? How many people are so frightened for jadu, jinn, and praying by armies? There's nothing like that. Jadu, jinn is the person, not the main. Go stay with the ulama, with the pious people, and learn how to get the remedy for this. Many of our other things. So that hot company, now the sheikh will make effort, he'll put milk in the tea. Now you will become white. Your ibadat has come right. But the tea, just with the tea and the milk, you drink it, you put it down. No sugar. You're not enjoying it. You want sugar also. So the sheikh will make effort on your akhlaq, your character also, that you have good character also. And when you have good character, everyone will like you. And everyone will praise you. Even your wife will praise you. At the moment, all of us think most of us are married, but does your wife ever praise you? The wife praises her husband only two times in her life. One is before marriage. Then she tells all her friends, oh, the man I'm getting married, he's like this, he's like that, he's like... But once married, she takes you for granted, then she's fighting with you all. She's shouting you and she's ruling you. The next time she will praise you after you die. Then she will say, my husband, oh, what a good husband you are. But during this time, you can forget she's going to praise you. My one auntie, old lady, also passed away now, about 80 years old. She was phoning me maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. God, she was phoning me, please come, your uncle is troubling me, giving me a lot of problems. Uphill, he's giving me all the time. I said, we are small fry, small people. These are our big people. What are we going to tell them? But so much she found, then I took Appa, my wife, I said, let's go. We went there and she started. Your uncle is like this, all along this, not getting finished, this problem, that problem. We can only listen, we are small people, we said we'll make dua, try to speak to my uncle, just keep her happy, pacify her. We went away. After 2 months, my uncle passed away. Then we went for Tazia condolence. We entered. She told me in our local Afrikaans friend was there. She said, Abdul Hamid, you know what? I was married to your uncle 60 years. Not one day he even gave me so much trouble. I said, just now 2 months ago, the list wasn't getting finished. And now she said, not even so much trouble. So after you die, she will praise you. But in between, you can forget. But if you go through this process and your akhlaq come like that, your wife will also praise you while you're dead. And she will, you will have a wonderful married life. So now the sheikh will put the sugar. But just the sugar alone is not enough. The sweetness can't come in the tea if you just put 1 2 teaspoon of sugar. You must stir it. And to stir it, you can't use a twig or grass. You need a spoon. And when you stir it with the spoon, you hear the sounds. As it hits against the cup, you hear that sound. That's now like the panel beater when your car came in an accident. And he's knocking and he's making it, fixing it up again. And complete recondition again. Like a new car he makes it again. So that is now your muamalat, your business dealings with. And all that, the chef fixes that also up. Now that whole tea becomes nice and sweet. And your car won't be Japanese reconditioned, or your panel beater reconditioned, Allah reconditioned. And if you are Allah reconditioned, your wife will be so happy. Your neighbors will be happy. You will stay happy with everything. And for such tea, okay, the Urdu people say, chai, lab rays, full kapo. Lab dose, sweet. Lab sauce, hot, hot tea. And one more thing, har rose. I want tea like that every day. I want tea like that. So if we go through this process, everyone will become har dil aziz. Everyone will love you. Everyone will respect you. So, and this is here in dunya Allah will give you. What Allah will give there, you cannot imagine. So this is that whole procedure. So bayan is finished now. So Allah, remember that sunnah? What was the sunnah? When we leave home, Bismillah, tawakkal to Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata. Don't forget, usually before we out of the door, finish, file it, put it away one file. We don't open that file again. No, try and remember, go home straight away, tell the wife, and tell her, please, you must remind me, tomorrow you must ask me. I read this law, and I will ask you when you have to go out of the house, I'll ask you. You read, and tell the children also. The children, they want somebody else, then they think that, no, I'm a big man, how can I tell you? Children, they tell you open. What they want to tell you, they will tell you, Abba, Daddy, last night you were like big buzur, like all the buzurk of the world are dead, all the muftis are dead, you like big mufti, you gave us lecture, must read dua when you go out of the house, but you're not reading, you're shouting when you're going out of the house. You tell, don't forget this, I told you to do that, I told you, where's your dua? Children will tell you as it is. And then we will remember. So go home, tell the wife, tell the children. Always you must read dua. You say, oh, now you came from bayan lecture, you like big buzur. But tomorrow morning, they will tell you properly as it is. So and then in this ayat, Allah has addressed us, given us the great title of people of iman. Appreciate, look after our iman. Look after our passport of Jannah. Don't lose it. Today, one advice I will give, read our kalimas. When we were small, we learned the 5 kalimas. Amantu billahi. Read it every day. Refresh our iman. Take a new contract with Allah. Today, lot of fitna I bring. So read that regularly. And then Allah said, this taqwa which you got, use it. And in order to get it activated, like you got your SIM card, it's not activated. Now those who know how to activate it, ask them to activate it. Then you see you make connection in the whole world. You got a SIM card, you got phone, but it's not activated. Taqwa we got. We got our body, we got our heart. Place of taqwa is in the heart. But it's not activated. Just activate it. And then see, and how to activate it? Don't go by the person who sells SIM card. Where you have to go yet? By the people who are lafad sadiqeen, who are truthful, who are the true servants of Allah, who are genuine people. Otherwise, you get the other people who are fake also. Just one story about the fake people. One person, a fake buzur, he went to one town, and now the way he was dressed, big chuppa, big amama, and colorful clothes and big tasbih, everything. All thought, a very big resourceless man, very pious man, all walking with him. So as he was walking, he gave a sharp break, just stop. So all of a sudden, what happened? Why Hazrat, he stopped like that? So one person who was little close, he could speak. He said, Hazrat, what happened? Why you stopped just suddenly like that? He says, didn't you see? He says, what can we see? We are big sinners, we don't know nothing. You are big bazaars, you people can see. He says, the dog, from here I saw the dog when in Haram Sharif of Makkah. And I chased the dog. Even more the people say, oh, very big bazaar, from here he saw the dog entering Makkah. And he chased it out, mashallah, sahib-e-kasab, big, big bazaar. So all started giving dawat, everyone dawat, by this one's house, that one's house. One person, his wife, she had proper aqeedah. She knew what is right and what is wrong. So husband told her also, make da'wah. She said, no problem, I'll make da'wah. But first ask Hazrat Sahib, Huzur Sahib, that his namazes, he's not coming in the masjid for namaz. Then where is his namaz? So he went Friday, he said, Hazrat, your namazes. He says, you don't respect me. You ask me about my namazes. I'm such a big bazaar. My namazes are made in the heavens, fourth heaven, fifth heaven. My namazes are made in Makkah Sharif. I make in Medina Sharif. Oh, such a big bazaar. He told his wife, what are you doing? With such a great, you don't realize his namazes are made in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So she said, if he's making namaz in Makkah and Medina Sharif, tell him to eat also. Why is coming to eat here? He must eat there and he must eat manna and salwa in the heavens. Why is coming to eat here? So he went, he told the Huzur, again he got very cross. So and he told his wife, please make da'wat also. All are making da'wat, you also make da'wat. Invite him for me. She said, all right. She invited, they came. Now usually we send the plates are there and the platters with the food and everyone dishes out. She changed the whole system. For everyone the plate, she prepared for everyone's food. And the rice and then on top chicken, mutton, whatever it was, and she was sending for everyone. Husband was taking it. Again he got very cross. He said, because of me, all got da'wah and his mouth is watering and all are getting chicken and biryani and whatever. My nothing is coming. He got cross. He told his wife, tell him, jo der se aata hai, durust aata hai. What comes late comes very good, you get very good. So he was patiently waiting. Finally, when she sent his plate, she changed the tartib again. She put the mutton and chicken under and on top plain rice. He again got a shock. He said, for everyone, mutton, chicken, for me, plain rice. He got very cross again. So he said, where's the rice and the mutton and the chicken? So the husband went to the wife, where's the chicken and mutton? She said, I'm coming, I'm bringing it myself. But what she came, not with chicken and mutton, but with a stick, what they stamp the masala. Imam Dasta. She came with that and she gave him one shot on his back. She said, you can see the dog in Haram Sharif, but you can't see the chicken and mutton under the rice. You're coming here and you're bluffing us like this. So not that kind of bazaars. The ones who are genuine, who are true. With them, Allah says, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Otherwise, Allah should have said, you have to get taqwa, Kunu ma'al muttaqeen. Stay with the people who got taqwa. But Allah didn't say that. So whenever you associate yourself, make sure it's a genuine person. Namaz is in his life. He's making parda from woman. That he's not mixing with the woman, etc. And he's genuine. He's not here to take out money from you. He's here for your deen's sake. Such a person, you come back to stay in his company and you will get all this benefit. We all will try to do that, inshallah. You have got very good ulama here. MashaAllah, Maulana is here. Maulana Ijaz, Maulana Mu'inuddin, all your ulama, try and stay in their company. And join them also. We will be having zikr majlis, islahi, how to correct our lives. We come once a while, we go away for day a year, try and join with them, go in jamaat regularly, 3 days, 40 days. Inshallah, in this way, we will benefit from this. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا ينفد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.